Good morning. 747 Brack Hunter.
Morning.
Oh, don't forget, find us on the YouTubes. Look for the Plan B Morning Show. Also, twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX. We'll be hanging out for the next 15 minutes or so. You can get in on the conversation, have a little fun with us. Right now, though, we got to get to your topic of the day brought to you by Sports 44. Try Sports 44 first for your sporting gear, shoes, clothes, school spirit wear, equipment, and more. Located at 2605 South Cleveland Avenue in St. Joe, Sports 44 Sporting Goods. For all four seasons.
Great spot. Check it out.
Awesome spot. Right down the road, man. Your topic for today, what were you obsessed with as a kid?
Oh, boy.
You just couldn't get enough. You're a little dumb toddler. And you just.
I was obsessed with a lot of things growing up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a couple examples. You want me to go first?
I would love for you to start. What were you obsessed with as a kid?
The first thing that comes to mind as a child, I was extremely obsessed with RoboCop. I loved RoboCop. I wanted to be RoboCop. You know, which is weird because I watched the movie as a child, and I just watched it again not too long ago. I'm like, damn, I watched that?
That's what I was going to say. It's a rough movie. Like how, when you say child, like that is not a toddler movie.
It's not a children's movie. That's for sure.
No, some guy gets shot 1,000 times and...
You know what's wild is they made toys.
Yeah.
They had all the toys. I had a RoboCop doll that was probably like 2 foot tall. It had the gun that came out of the side of the leg. Oh, it was awesome. I was obsessed with that thing.
Yeah, doesn't it have like an R rating?
it's rated R, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
It's a brutal movie. It really is a dark, dark movie.
Yeah.
God, that doll, you could press a button on his chest. Hands up, creep. It was great.
That does sound like a pretty cool toy. I'm not going to lie. So you were upset, but you were obsessed with RoboCop. Okay.
Yep, so much so that listen to this story. My dad had a Wright's four-wheel drive back in the day. Had a yellow Jeep up on 94, if anybody remembers. But it was a four-wheel drive shop, and he had a lot of metal hanging around, a lot of wires, a lot of electrical, you know. And as a kid, I go to the shop, and I'm looking around. I see all this sheet metal. I see all these drive shafts and these wires and... And so one day I go to my dad. I'm so obsessed with RoboCop. I wait for my dad to get off work. You know
where this is going, and this
dad,
is hilarious.
Can you make me a RoboCop soup? And my dad looked at me one day, and he's like, you know what, Hunter, someday I will. I will make you a RoboCop suit. Just to get me off his back, probably, you know?
You legit thought, like, all right.
I legit thought that this man could fashion me. I thought I was going to be a little mini RoboCop growing up.
There's enough here, all right? There's enough here that they can rebuild me as RoboCop.
Hands up, creep.
You know? Your dad's trying to get work done. You're saying, Dad, is today the day? Can you make me a RoboCop?
Call me Alex Murphy, would you? That's my name now. I loved RoboCop growing
yeah,
up.
Don't worry, little Hunter. We're going to make you a RoboCop. Yeah. It's great.
My parents got me the RoboCop versus Terminator Super Nintendo game. That was one of the best Christmases ever.
You could be RoboHunter. That's what it is.
RoboHunter, yeah.
Sorry, Kathia said. That's good.
I used to walk around like a robot as a kid. Hands up, creep.
You should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed
by
that.
I'm kind of embarrassed, but you know what? I don't even care. I don't even care.
Give me those red eyes. Nice. Okay.
And I evolved into my parents. You remember those like Shriner bikes?
Yeah.
Like the Trail 70 we had. It was called a Honda Trail 70.
Yeah.
When I got the first little mini bike, you couldn't get me off that thing.
Did
24/7 whipping around the yard on that little mini bike.
Get into like dirt biking in a sense of like, did you have the posters? Did you buy the dirt biking magazines, everything like that? Cause I had that phase. It wasn't when I was a kid. I was a little bit older, maybe like, you know, middle school aged. Like, I'm telling you, man, like I had the magazines, the four wheeler, the dirt bike magazines. Like I wanted a blaster and I wanted to trick that thing out and everything.
Here's the thing. I think my parents realized early on, they're like, this dude's not going to go professional. So we're not going to buy him the $1,000 boots.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's not go too deep into it. Maybe we find some used stuff. Yeah, for sure.
I was lucky to get a helmet with a mask, you know?
Can I get some goggles? What? No.
I always had that big, you know, remember that big helmet you would wear that didn't have, it had the open face?
Oh, yeah. It just, it covered here.
Here, right here. And it was huge. It was just like a cadet helmet,
yeah,
you know?
Massive.
Felt like I was going to space.
Had the foam that was like 4 inches thick on there. Yeah.
Yep.
Sitting up there like this.
That'll protect your noggin.
You know what? You look like the guy from Spaceballs.
What if I would have landed on my face? Right.
You look like the guy from Spaceballs. Just massive going around. Yeah, I had that face, though. I was pretty obsessed with that, but I was a little bit older on there. Mm-hmm. Any other things you were obsessed with as a kid?
I was obsessed with a lot of things, Brock, but I'm going to let you take the floor here.
For me, and I don't know if I'm embarrassed by this or not, but I was obsessed with being a pirate. I wanted to be a pirate so bad.
It's just odd.
So bad. I just loved the swords and the R's and all that stuff. So much so. And I remember this birthday like it was yesterday. My parents threw me a pirate-themed birthday party.
Oh, my God.
You can still get them, but the toy chest that look like a treasure chest almost, right? It's got the handles and the lock on it.
So it
was black with the gold inlay and everything. And they made a map. All right, and they like burned the sides, and they made, and I had to follow this treasure map to get to my chest full of toys, and it was the coolest effing birthday ever, man.
Hey,
yeah,
you know,
I was obsessed.
Wanted to be a pirate, though, huh?
I was obsessed with pirates. I don't know what.
I had one, and I bet you had one too. Remember that little plastic hook you'd put your hand in and you'd hold on to the.
Of course. You can't be a pirate without a hook hand.
Without the hook. Remember that little plastic hook? Everybody had one.
I mean, I was one step away from chopping off my right leg at the knee just so I could have a peg leg. All right?
And the first thing you did when you put your hand in the hook, the little plastic toy hook thing, you'd scratch your nuts with it. Classic.
That's what it's good for, man.
Arr,
me nuts.
A pirate. So a lot of kids wanted to be a cowboy or
I don't know why.
Indian or a football player.
You know, I think it was like around the time too, like Swiss Family Robinson. You know, like they're like living on the island and having the coconut bombs and everything like that. Like I loved all of that stuff, man. I loved all of it.
Scurvy.
Yeah, and it's maybe like a Peter Pan-esque fantasy. You know,
yeah.
I don't know, man. But God, I wanted to be a pirate so bad. I was obsessed.
You were more like Peter Pan.
Yeah, more like Peter Pan. Never growing up. Me and the Lost Boys hanging out.
Floating around.
I'm built more like Smitty now, Captain Hook's right-hand man. Remember him? Little fat guy. That's what it was. So, but yeah, wanted to be a pirate, man. I was obsessed with being a pirate. And then it moved to Ninja Turtles. So pirate, ninja, and then, I mean, I still kind of.
You're dirty enough to be a pirate.
I think I could really pull off the drinking and the, and yeah, the scurvy. Just a dirty old pirate. We got some answers on Facebook. What were you obsessed with as a kid? Let's see. Brandon said, taking apart my toys and putting them back together. Sure, your folks love that.
Yeah. That would be my dad's answer, too.
Yeah, yeah. Stop taking apart your toys. Those aren't cheap.
He said his parents, my grandparents, would be like, they buy him a brand new toy immediately. Take it apart.
Put
it back together.
Let's see. Brian said baseball and girls. Girls for me definitely took up a lot of my time after puberty. That's probably what I became obsessed with then.
For sure.
I like KT's answer. He said WWF wrestling. I don't think I ever got obsessed with it, but I was really into it.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
So the Hulk Hogan era, for sure. I was obsessed with Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
I was always picking things up and putting them over my head.
Yeah. Had the dolls.
Like
remember the dolls, the like the pillow dolls you could get?
I think
I had the Ultimate Warrior one.
Yeah.
Got it at a garage sale. But yeah.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, those are awesome, man. But again, I don't think it was an obsession. I enjoyed it, but I didn't go crazy with like some of my friends. Like some of my friends, every Friday night, they were at the TV. Friday night.
The pay-per-views.
Yep. For sure. What else do we got? Sorry, there's a deer outside the studio. She had a gun. I blasted right in the face. Oh, God, there's four of them out there. My God. You know, I'm going to go hunting next. Not going to see a single thing.
Not a single thing. Teasing you.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, just walking by.
Load.
And that one waved at me. What a dick. Let's see. Kat said video games and anime. That's what she was obsessed with as a kid.
You think anime is interesting to me? That's a weird. I'm not going to sit here and say that I've sat down and watched like an entire anime show or a movie.
Yeah,
but I'm giving it a shot just to kind of see what it is.
It's a lot. That and anime is different than, right? Isn't
What's
there like
the
different,
draw?
I don't know.
Is it the animation?
Possibly. The stories? I don't know.
The story?
What's the other one? What's you got anime and then what's the weird one?
Isn't the hentai? Isn't that
hentai? Porn, that's though? The porn though. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, but I know you got anime porn too. But hentai, that's the like porn.
I think that's specific, right?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. Okay then. What else do we got? let's see. Matt said cars, Ninja Turtles, and women. Same as now. Hasn't changed.
Nice.
Yeah, that's probably up there.
Cars was a good one.
Yeah.
Used to have the posters up on the wall.
You know what I was obsessed with for a while? Like RC cars. Like I wanted, you know, just any RC car. The bigger, the faster, the better. I think I almost got my parents to buy me one of the gas-powered ones, but they were just a little too pricey.
Specific on the car, too. The Dodge Viper.
Yeah.
I was obsessed with the Dodge Viper growing up.
Yeah.
Wanted that car so badly. Ah,
that was the car I always tried to get in Gran Turismo, but I never could. Like, the points you needed to actually get it, like,
Viper,
you go through.
Man.
Yeah. It was dope, dude. It was dope.
That GTS coupe, the blue with the white stripes.
Yeah. Ooh, that's perfect. Yeah, I think the blue was better than the red. The red wasn't as cool. I mean, it was still awesome, but yeah.
RT10, that's what the red one was, but it was a coupe. You take the top off the RT10.
Yeah, the T-tops. It's like a Trans Am, but better. not comparing a Trans Am and a Viper. A little different there, but you get what I'm saying. It's like a similar top, deck. But yeah, I don't know if there's anything else I was obsessed with. I'm sure there's a lot of other goofy stuff that, you know.
My wiener. I was grabbing onto that thing and running around.
I still am. That thing, I have not let go.
Parents be like, let go of that thing, would you?
As soon as I found it, I have not let go. How many years now? About 35
years.
Grab
that thing and the feet start going,
here we go. Running. It's like a pull start. Here we go.
Pull start. Right.
Spin me like a top. Anyway. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around. Brock.